You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
On Mondays, we always ask our Rattle Off contestants to tell us the highlight of their weekend.
That's right.
So be thinking about what it was. For me, the highlight was the burglar alarm accidentally going off while away from the house and having to race back and then sheepishly telling the police officers at the house, our bad.
Whoops.
Sorry. Oops. But we are laughing because the neighbors have to be really curious. Why were the police at the Testa House?
What's going on over there?
What is going on? What was your highlight, Jer?
An apricot sour and a box of something called crack wings. Quite tasty. Quite tasty combination this weekend. So mine's food related. Crack wings, Dom. Hotter than the surface of 1,000 suns. I will tell you that.
And an apricot beer?
And an apricot sour.
Yeah. Sour.
An apricot
sour.
Did
you sneak that in your purse?
Zio!
Lines are filled. Here's Crystal. Crystal, good morning. Welcome to the show. Hey. Oh, shucks. It's going great.
That's great.
What was the highlight of your weekend, Crystal?
The highlight would be finishing some homework because I'm getting my bachelor's in nursing. And then I have a six-year-old. Well, I have a five-year-old that's turning six tomorrow. So just kind of getting some birthday stuff ready for my little guy.
What's the theme of the birthday party?
Probably hockey. We're big avid hockey fans.
Yeah.
So Avalanche all the way. And then my husband plays hockey at the Promenade in Westminster. So
wow, you guys are into hockey.
Let me ask you, does your husband have all of his own teeth?
Yes.
He does?
That's good.
Okay. He does. Yeah, he's been playing since he was about eight.
Wow.
That's surprising that he's still got all of his toothies. So.
Yeah. I'm happy for that, though.
You going to sprinkle, like, teeth on the birthday cake? That's what you should do.
That would be pretty funny.
Do it, please.
Hey, listen, the Avs are going to win the Stanley Cup this year, Crystal, just so you know.
I hope so.
Just so you know. All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
Yeah.
Okay. The letter we're giving you is the letter D, as in dog. D as in Dom. And these can be actual foods or brand names. That's up to you. But we want five foods that start with the letter D. Five different foods that begin with a D. What do you got? Ready and go.
Domino's, Dunkin' Donuts, drive-thru.
That one's hard, huh?
Is that one hard?
That's really hard.
I was thinking of Doritos.
And a Danish. Eat a Danish.
And a ding-dong.
And dates. You could eat some dates.
Do they still make ding-dongs?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, so close.
Darn it.
You know, we enjoyed talking with you, and I hope you and that soon-to-be six-year-old have a fun little birthday party.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening,
See
Crystal.
Later.
Good luck with school, too.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. There she goes. Jeremy, please say hello to Brittany.
It's a Brit. Hi, Brittany.
Hello. How are y'all?
Y'all are Excellent. Doing good.
highlight of your weekend was what?
So it's funny that you mentioned your alarm going off because I'm a 911 dispatcher. So we get those calls.
You get a lot of that, I bet.
Yes. And so highlight of my weekend was probably just, I actually worked all weekend. So today's my Monday. So just being able
to get working. That's all right. You're helping people out.
Did you get a funny 911 call this weekend?
This weekend, not so much. But I did the same thing when I lived in Texas. And there was one night that we had a bull get loose inside the city, and so all of my city officers trying to wrangle the bull.
That's a good one. That's
great.
Really good.
I can just imagine that call coming in. We got a bull on
the
loose.
Seems to be a bull.
Put out an APB on a bull. My God,
that's really
what
good.
City in Texas was this?
Amarillo.
Armadillo, Texas.
Of all places, that's where it's going to happen. Right?
I've been through Armadillo several times. When I make the drive down to see family in San Antonio, I'll drive through Amarillo.
Yep. Yeah, sure.
Amarillo by morning.
Hey, do you get a lot of kids, using their parents' phone, calling you by mistake?
Yes, we get several of those a day, too.
Yeah, my kids were smaller, we would constantly be apologizing to 911 operators because they'd get a hold of the phone or the watches now, because you can call from the watch.
Oh, yeah.
And they're fiddling with it. Next thing you know, it's, 911, what's your emergency?
It's funny, but it's not funny. I mean, it's funny, but, it's...
No, and, as long as it's used as a learning opportunity.
Sure. Okay, is there, like, a strike system, like three strikes, you're out? We're never going to help you?
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, see, I worry about that because the alarm company called me, not 911, but the alarm company, they called to say, sir, your alarm's going off. I'm like, yeah, I know. My phone is going crazy. I know it. Yeah. And here's the funny thing. When I moved to this new house a couple of years ago and I set up this new system, you have your code, that you punch into the keypad.
Right.
Everybody remembers that. But when the alarm lady calls, she goes, hi, I'm with your alarm company, blah, blah, blah. She's talking to me. She goes, and what is your verbal password? I went,
That's the biggie. That's the one you need to know.
It's the verbal. So I gave her the, the code that I punch in. She goes, no, sir, I need your verbal password. I'm like, damn it. I don't remember my verbal password.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm currently staying with my parents because I just moved up here, and I set off their smoke alarm the other day, which is apparently tied to their alarm system.
Oh, no.
So I had the fire department show up at our house.
Oh, no.
God. Thank God they live in a different city than who I work for.
What were you cooking that you burnt?
A quesadilla.
Yeah, quesadilla. Get you every time.
Yeah.
The old quesadilla.
That's funny. Brittany, I've enjoyed talking to you, but now we got to play the game, and we have to see how you do with Rattle Off.
Okay.
10 seconds. I put something in the Mindbender Club mailer today, and I think Jeremy might have mentioned it today, too. There's a story out today about how people screw up their to-do lists. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny. So in 10 seconds, we want you to give us 5 things that you might have on a typical to-do list. 5 things on a to-do list. Ready? And go.
Laundry, putting gas in the car, taking the kids to school, taking the pets to the vet, and then grocery shopping.
And learning that verbal password could be number 6. I guess.
Nobody puts taking the kids to school
on a to-do list. Take the kids to school.
I mean, you do it, but I don't think it's on an actual
list. I mean,
list.
It could be.
But the point is, if only one person in America puts it on their to-do list, I guess that would be considered something you must put on a to-do
I'll
list.
I'll give it to her.
All right.
Winner!
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I said no, then we'd start getting all these,
it's
know,
on
emails.
My list every day. Yeah,
I'll send you a photo. I'll take a screenshot right now.
Okay.
Take the kids to school.
All right, we believe you.
Whatever. Brittany, you are the Rattle Off champion today.
Good job.
Woo. Yeah.
Quesadilla
Please
queen.
Stand by. Thanks for entertaining us with that bull story. And if you will stand by, Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Sounds good.
See you later.
Hold on. Don't go away.
All right.
Everyone else is on hold. Call us back tomorrow morning.